The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yeah, we got a little bit of sibling rivalry going on behind the scenes here. You know, I'm going out on commercial breaks at the studio, you know, talking about Aunt Ruthie visiting from England. And, you know, Mom, we call her Grandma Mickey now because I got kids. That's just what happens. She's saying, you're not talking about me. Like, but you're here. You're in America. You know, and of course, Aunt Ruthie wants me to do more detoxification. I said, I can't give all my detox tricks out in one show. That I've got nothing left to do tomorrow. So I got a dilemma. You know, I got to please my elders. What am I going to do, Super Doc? What would you do?
Flip a coin.
Yes.
That's what I would
do. I don't know. Aunt Ruthie on one side, Grandma Mickey, Mom and on the other? Is that how it would work?
Do you have a three-sided coin?
What would the third side be? Yes. Oh, my God. Yeah, I know. It's a tough life I live. Anyway, no. Lots of love to my elders there. I appreciate them. And, of course, detoxification, critical to everything that we do here. And critical to the next story as well. This is a story about diabetes. No, it's not. It's a story about TB, tuberculosis. No, it's not. It's a story about AIDS. No, it's not. What is it a story about? The headline reads this. Diabetes will fuel tuberculosis cases worldwide, experts warn.
Oh.
And I read a headline like that. I'm like, what is that? Is diabetes like gasoline for tuberculosis? Right? Add diabetes and it goes up. No, it's ridiculous. It's ludicrous. What are they saying?
Yeah.
And they're confused.
Very interesting. Very interesting headline. That's the reason why I grabbed it. Because to the layperson, which, you know, in a lot of cases is somebody like me, I would look at that and go, wait a minute. Why would one have anything to do with the other?
Well, and I think that's a good question to ask. Because, you know, if they're saying, let's say, diabetes is an infection, right? We talk about co-infections. Oh, my gosh, if you have the diabetes infection, then the other infection is going to be worse because, you know, your immune system's doubly challenged. Now, we recognize diabetes here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, type 2 specifically, is a mass deficiency or gross deficiency of the trace mineral chromium. It's very simple. It is so very simple to reverse. This is the type 2. It used to be called adult onset, happening in younger and younger children, even. But they say in this, after the headline, the cases of TB, they're set to accelerate around the world unless action is taken to curb diabetes. Well, of course, they say it's a chronic condition that weakens the immune system. Okay, I'm not going to argue that, but it's not an infection in and of itself. It's a deficiency. And, of course, any deficiency is going to weaken the immune system, whether it manifests as diabetes or otherwise. But if you can't manage your blood sugar, man, all bets are off on any organ system of the body. But they say it triples the risk of that a person will develop TB. Well, duh, because, of course, if you're minerally deficient, your immune system's shot, on top of anything else, the consumption could be a logical outcome. Although that disease called the consumption, it is a real disease, tuberculosis, and it does kill millions, 1.5 million a year, I think, on average. last year, according to the WHO, took out 1.5 million. They blame it on a bacteria that lies dormant in people. Now, this is happening largely in India, largely in areas where there's, again, poverty, lack of sanitation, optimal hygiene, etc. And it's a disease of poverty, by and large. Now, I know a lot about this because my mentor in homeopathy was dying from tuberculosis when he was in his 40s. Given up for dead by medical doctors and homeopathic doctors, he worked his way out of it, not accepting this death sentence by what? Focusing on his liver, restoring the detoxification capacity of his liver, cleaning up the food that went into his body, making sure it was pure, clean, and organic and contained the life-sustaining, life-restoring trace minerals that were lacking in the chemically grown foods of the 20th century at the time he suffered. And he worked his way back, very hard, long journey to overcome the TB and everything else that he suffered with. And he made it back, and he lived a lot more decades after that. TB, even as an infectious disease, was the result of a toxic liver, was the result of a destroyed digestive system, of a weakened immune system, not because of the infection. It wasn't because of the TB bacteria. The TB bacteria just take advantage of a body that is just shot. It is done. It is in the last stages. It's the consumption, the consuming of self. Diabetes, again, they're trying to link it. They're calling it a co-infection. It is not. But then they bring up the HIV/AIDS pandemic, which they say destroyed the immune system of millions. Once again, wrong. HIV may never have even been isolated, and certainly the tests that supposedly detect it do not. They are nonspecific and they are cross-reactive. So again, another bad bit of information coming from the mainstream media and the medical mafia, trying to convince you that it's always an infection that kills you when the infection is opportunistic because of the terrain being corrupted, deficient, toxic, etc. I think I am making myself clear. If you don't think so, call me now, 866-939-2355, live on the air, GCN, and naturalnewsradio.com, 6 days a week, 7 to 9 evenings, Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, 1 to 3 in the afternoon on Sundays. Now, diabetes, again, I'm not downplaying that is a really bad thing. I don't want to see it growing anywhere. But is it caused by an infection? Not necessarily. It is more or less, and it's more, the mineral deficiency, the chromium deficiency. When we have instituted the 100 micrograms three times a day back into the diets of those suffering type 2 diabetes, more often than not, we will see a reversal of type 2 diabetes in as little as weeks, in as much as months in the most severe cases, by replenishing the mineral. Now, homeopathically, we do the remedies Lycopodium and Iris. Those are my two favorite remedies for the pancreas. And that's what I used to do to help people with hypoglycemia and diabetes years before I knew about the whole food nutrients and chromium specifically. And so what I was doing had some success, but it was accelerated in extraordinary ways by also including the minerals, the replenishment of the food-grown 100% whole food minerals, like chromium. TB, can you take silver hydrosol to kill what they call the TB bacterium? Yes, absolutely. You can nebulize it into the lungs. Yes, absolutely. But even all the holistic killing of the bad guys is not going to be enough if you don't replenish the minerals, if you don't restore the function of the liver and the elimination system, if you don't restore integrity to the gastrointestinal system to digest and assimilate the nutrients that were missing, that are missing. And so as they focus on the growth of diabetes, yes, I share their concern, but they have no clue how to do anything but manage it with drugs and end up giving the patient 10 to 15 to 20 other disease symptoms, including increased risk of infection, because most of those drugs, Superdon, I don't know if you know, you love drug side effects in those commercials.
Oh, yeah.
How many of them list hepatitis C as a side effect? You're like, wait a second. Did they put hepatitis C on the pill? How is that a side effect? It poisons your liver.
Right next to lymphoma or something, you know? Some other great thing that's a side effect of a drug that's supposed to do something like help your hair grow or something.
Yeah, exactly.
That's worth it. Sign me up.
Yeah. Type 2 diabetes. They say it's linked to obesity and is driven by the adoption of Western diets and more sedentary lifestyles. That says something, but it says nothing, right? They're allowed to say, yeah, diet matters, but at the same time not give you any information that you can make a change. Where's the mention of chromium? Not there. It's not there. You want to read about it? JonathanChooseToBeHealthy.com. He has the books by Chris Barnes, Selenium, Chromium. We've included some of that information in Unlock the Power to Heal, too, in the book that TMB and RSB put together. So what do you do? Do you look at this TB as an infection in and of itself, or as a natural manifestation of an unnatural scenario? Maybe it's natural when you live in abject poverty that this happens. And they still are pushing the HIV myth. HIV, the virus that causes AIDS, just in case you forgot. And they say it raises the risk of TB by 30-fold. Well, if you have a cross-reactive nonspecific antibody-type test, and if you are inflamed and deficient and toxic and immunologically compromised already, don't you think that you're going to test positive on a nonspecific cross-reactive antibody test for a whole lot of reasons? Absolutely you will. HIV is a red herring. It was another claimed disease by the CDC that needed desperately to justify the reason for their existence, their budget. Reagan was going to shut them down and say bye-bye before that happened. It's always about the money. Follow the money, my friends. And if you say, well, it's about the money, you're just trying to sell some chromium. You know how much that chromium costs to take? Like $24 a month. And I don't get a cent from that. $24 a month.
Don't those little chromium tablets have your face printed on them?
They should. Cocky bastard that I am.
Jeez.
No, I get a little ornery over this subject because
I know you do. Every once in a while, some douchebag will send a message and try to basically just accuse you of being a snake oil salesman, and it's like, well, show me the snake oil.
Yeah, I can sell. Come on, yeah, man, give me something to sell.
Somebody's going to buy it, sure, but we don't sell anything here. We just talk about stuff that works, stuff that's good.
Yeah. Right. Well, again, sorry, I sort of semi-cussed on the air. I was just a little upset at that moment because, like, dude, the people that are selling and profiting off of fear are the pharmaceutical companies.
Right.
The supplement industry, sure, it's grown, but it's pennies on the dollar. And as I said, if you can reverse type 2 diabetes for $24 a month, what would that do to the sales of, metformin, glucophage?
Right.
Or insulin injection? What would that do? Holy tamale, say bye-bye Big Pharma, right? That's the reason they don't like what I'm saying and what we're doing. But you do, because you keep listening. Tell your friends, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, the Robert Scott Bell Show on 6 days a week. Archives are there all around the world for free, thanks to our sponsors making that possible. How about a moment of you-know-what coming up after this related to doctors?
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You know that just saying making more sense than blah 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 in talk radio? I mean, I have this sense about what we're doing here, Super Don. It's making more sense on medical, biological, immunological issues than anywhere else in broadcast media. Now I'm getting cocky, all right? Now my head's getting too big, I won't fit through the door.
You know, are you being cocky or are you just very confident?
I feel good about what we're getting out there. From the Ebola front all the way through to the TB and diabetes front, it's so practical. Anybody can grasp this information and utilize it.
And yeah, I would dare say there probably is not another show on radio that would cover all of those things you mentioned and talk about National Cat Day all in the same show.
Yes, I know. Upsetting the dog lovers everywhere.
That's right.
Yesterday. No, Izzy tried to sabotage it. She did a good try on that yesterday, National Cat Day. Hey, how often have we been talking about the medical system, you know, as in terms of Obamacare and recognizing that Obamacare is the result of 100 years of wrong-headed policies of the federal government? 100 years plus.
Right.
And, you know, you can talk at any other political show and they'll bash Obamacare, and it's deserving of being bashed, no doubt. But what other show will take it into that context? I'm just putting perspective on there. That'll give you that historical starting point to help you understand how we got here so that you're not left pointing the finger at the other party as if they've done a great job, a bang-up job in bringing health care to you and making sure there was some level of health freedom and healing liberty, which is not what we have in America. And the Republicans, if they take over the Congress and the Senate, they're not even going to try to overturn Obamacare. Or they already have the Congress, but the Senate. They're not even going to try. They've said it. The establishment has said, screw you guys. We like it the way it is. We'll tweak it around the edges because we know you're going to keep begging, and we're going to be loosey with the football telling Charlie Brown, this time I won't remove the ball. I know this is what's happening again. It's happening again. How many times are you going to go through this? You know, be the jilted lover and keep coming back for more abuse. Which leads, by the way, to studies. Again, we rely sometimes on scientific studies when we find that they're not really corrupt. If they are corrupt, we'll point it out and we'll bust them. But this one's actually good. But the question is, who paid for it? Do you know why medical costs keep going up? It's time for today's
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dough?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh, brought to you by the bankruptcy of the medical United States of America. And they finally figured something out here, that in a situation with no competition whatsoever between medical practices, prices, you'll never guess what they do.
Hmm, what?
Yeah, they go up. Oh, yep, oh. Even my mom, Grandma Mickey, all the way from Israel, says, yep, they go up. No competition, the prices go up. Really? We wouldn't have known that had not somebody paid for this study. And I'm just hoping that the American taxpayer not on the hook for this, but I have a feeling they are, because this came through Stanford University School of Medicine, and you can bet they're getting big federal dollars to do studies like this. Let's see. Okay, there's no competition for your medical dollar in the medical business, and your prices are not going down? What is wrong? What is that? Really? We need to do a study. That can't be right.
Yeah. Well, you know, look, I mean, yes, it's obvious. I mean, this is what economics 101, mm-hmm. You know, that's how it works, supply and demand, you know, competition. The interesting thing, though, and the reason why I was interested in this story,
right,
is that, you know, just imagine if we were able to operate on a level playing field. Mm-hmm. And as you've said in the past, one of the first things I remember you saying when I started working with you was, you know, if I want to hang my shingle, I should be able to do so.
Right.
I'd never heard that before.
A homeopathic shingle, right?
That's right. Imagine if the homeopaths, the naturopaths, you know, the Reiki healers, you know, everybody, if they were able to compete on a level playing field with the doctors, what would happen to those medical costs?
Right. Yeah, they're saying there's a 5% reduction in medical costs when they're, like, competing medical practices. 5% off! What if they had to compete with homeopaths and herbalists and, as you said, Reiki masters and chiropractors and acupuncturists, all of them, as you said, on that level playing field? Can you say affordable health care for all? Yeah, I thought you could. Let's go. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood continues after this break. And we've got a story that's really going to upset you. Another hospital kidnapping.
Live around the world. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Awake today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth,
Robert Scott Belcher.
Alive, it's alive.
The masked man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
All right, Halloween tomorrow, and I just figured out the scariest Halloween costume of the season. And it, hands down, no one can come up with anything scarier. Especially, well, if you're a parent or a kid. I've just figured it out. And I would, it's just so scary, I wouldn't even go dressed as this. Do you know where I'm going with this, Super Don?
I don't. What is the scariest costume?
I'm going to dress as Boston Children's Hospital. You understand why, right?
Yeah. It's kind of like the boogeyman.
Yeah. Right? Or you can dress as any children's hospital just about anywhere. How about, let's stress as Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City.
Right. And because if you're a couple, your significant other can dress up as Child Protective Services.
As Child Protective Services, exactly.
There you go.
So dress up as a CPS agent. Either way, you're neck and neck in a race for the scariest, bloodiest, most horrific, vile costume based on what they are doing to families in America, what they are doing to children in America. And we have another sordid tale to tell tonight. You know, if they made, you know, the old Jamie Lee Curtis Halloween movies about hospitals kidnapping children, it would be much more frightening than even Michael Myers and his knife. What's happening here is that parents unwittingly entering into the medical industrial complex from the moment their child is born in a hospital and injected for hepatitis B, despite the fact that that little baby is not going to go out while the parents are looking and get a tattoo with a dirty needle. That's the starting downward trend into chronic, debilitating, degenerative diseases and what? More drugs than you can throw at, I say, an adult that they're throwing at kids, antibiotics. Creating scenarios with heavy metal injections, heavy metal like mercury, like aluminum, and other adjuvants in these vaccines, creating mysterious new diseases that they call mitochondrial disease. Or, I don't know, somatoform disease, right? Or maybe it's a psychosomatic something. And the parents, God bless the parents who trusted the doctors and the medical community with their children, begin to wake up and begin to question the doctors. After having been in desperation and having no other option than they knew of to take their children to hospitals with debilitating, mysterious conditions. And then the doctors just guessing at what to do. And the parents start looking at this and say, my child is being abused medically. Can we get a second opinion? And the mere action, the mere question, the mere desire that something used to be considered a responsible thing to do, to seek a second or even a third opinion, now becomes a criminally negligent act that they quantify and qualify as medical abuse and neglect of children. Seek another opinion? No, we got this kid. Child Protective Services, come over here. Yep, you see those parents over there? They dared ask me, the demigod with a medical degree, medical deity, right? They dared to question my authority. And because of that, I need you, because, well, I'm not saying that to you, CPS, but what happens is they're abusing their kid. That's it. I say so, that's it, it's done, take them. We got them in the hospital, don't let the parents in. And this has happened again. Jackson Adams. In my opinion, based on what I'm seeing of this story, and we have it linked up, there's a website called Medical Kidnap. MedicalKidnap.com. It was put together. Who put this together?
Health Impact News put this together because, listen,
there's so many of these.
There's so many of these things happening, and they're making the news that they wanted to have one central location where people could get the information on what's going on. And this particular story, I have to agree with you, Robert, it's appalling. Mm-hmm. This particular case, in my opinion, when you look at the details, is one of the most blatant, just disgusting.
It's horrific. This is a Halloween times 10, yeah.
It's crazy. If you read the details on this, what the doctors said, the, you know, just the timeline over them asking for a second opinion, and they were told, no, you can't get a second opinion. No, you can't switch your pediatrician. Wait a minute. I'm the parent.
These are serious power plays. But you understand, unlike everywhere else, well, they'll just curse the story and say how awful it is. We're going to go to the heart of how this happens and why this happens. Now, I've already acknowledged, based on what I'm reading of this child, begin to have seizures. He was diagnosed with epilepsy. He had constipation. Again, all of these vaccine-induced injuries, also vaccine-induced diseases, and antibiotics, which I'm sure that he was on. He had low energy, which then they say is a mitochondrial disease. When you zap a kid with so many toxic poisons and heavy metals, where are they going to get the energy from? They're just trying to survive. And then he was testing for a food allergy, severe food allergies. Again, leaky gut. How much can you take? Where does this start? It starts when you take your baby-to-be and the mom with the baby-to-be in her belly to a hospital to have a kid. And the moment he comes out or she comes out, the hospital assumes that the state has ownership over this child. Because they also assume, and in most cases rightfully so, that you asked permission of the state to get married. You, like a slave to the state, went to a government office and said, please, pretty please, can I marry this person because that's what I want to do and I can't do it without your permission, your blessing. You went to the state. I thought that this was a religious institution, a spiritual commitment. And now you have invited the state in, and with the hidden clauses within the marriage license, the fruits of the marriage become wards of the state. Your kids are your kids at the pleasure of the state. The moment they don't like what you're doing, not vaccinating, questioning their authority, their licensed representatives, medical Doug Reed doctors, suddenly they have jurisdiction over your children once they issue a birth certificate like they are a vessel of state, like a vessel on the ocean. They are no longer sovereign humans born of God, of creation, and they are now artificial corporations created by the state. And very few people, very few humans in America understand how this game is played. It's dirty, it's ugly, it's dangerous, and it can be deadly. You invited them in when you asked permission to get married. And then you allowed the hospital to stamp that child. And then you allowed the hospital and government worker in there to give them a beastly number because you wanted a tax deduction at the end of the year. You sacrificed your children to this government, police, medical, mafia state. This didn't happen by accident. They aren't claiming these kids just because they're really caring and concerned medical doctors and CPS workers. They claim jurisdiction because you gave it to them. Stop asking for permission where none is required. Stop behaving as if you are a slave while claiming to be free. Enough already. But I know a lot of folks are going to go, that's just too crazy, Robert. Now you've gone off the deep end. This is just a doctor or hospitals wanting to make money off of this one family and realizing that if the state claims jurisdiction through CPS for the hospital, that then the hospital can bill the state for services rendered that the parents no longer agreed to. And that may be true to some degree, like Boston Children's and Justina Pelletier. A year plus of possession of this child, and you can bet the bills were close to $1 million. And who's on the hook? The taxpayers of Massachusetts, even though this child and family were from Connecticut. It's a game, and they're playing it on you, and the children are not even getting help. None of the problems are being addressed. In fact, the same entities that caused the problems are the entities you're turning to for help because you're so desperate. And my heart aches for these families and these children that are so desperate. But is it because they place their faith in these institutions that did not warrant that faith, that did not earn that faith, do not deserve that faith, much less your cooperation? And now when you don't cooperate, they're saying, you're not playing by the rules. We're taking your child. And you didn't know. You entered into their jurisdiction the very moment you asked permission to get married. Instead of filing your own covenant, doing it in your own church, synagogue, mosque, or whatever. But then again, most of those are 501c3 church religious organizations that have asked permission to exist as tax-exempt organizations from a corrupt federal government that is no longer a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Super Don, I'll hazard a guess you didn't know I was going there tonight.
You know what? Not to that extent, but I'm glad you did, because you have just, you know, brilliantly connected the dots there. You know, there's no question in anybody's mind now, you know, why these things are happening and where it starts from. And that was great. I would just add into the comments there that Medical Kidnap, it's a great website. You want to bookmark it because Jackson, really is kind of the latest one, but we've covered the Isaiah Ryder story, the Justina Pelletier story. It's happening all over the place. So, go to medicalkidnap.com and read the details, especially on this Jackson thing. This is an outrage. Something really needs to be done about this.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the first thing I would say to folks out there before you find yourself in that situation, avoid hospitals at all costs. Avoid them at all costs. Don't let the doctors assault your babies the moment they come onto this planet. And if they do, be sure that you have not gotten married under a marriage license or certificate. And if you find a way, revoke it, rescind it, dispute it, file it. Somehow, get your baby detached from this artificial creation status, this corporate status that they are laid on just because, well, everybody else is doing it. Right? Robert, you're a pain in the aspirin because you actually brought up something that makes sense. And now I'm going to have to do some research, and now I'm going to have to actually do something. I'm going to have to wake up and take the pill bottles out of my ear or the cotton from them and actually do something instead of going, oh, maybe I can vote for a Republican and that'll make it all better. I hope I'm pissing you off right now. I do. Maybe it'll stimulate you to do something different instead of complaining every 4 years that you can vote somebody else into the presidency and it would change, right? No, get off your aspirin and do something different or else you're part of the insanity. Hey, when we come back, good news for men. You want good prostate health? You'll never guess what they say you need to do a lot of. Stick around.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried food that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes find breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay, hide the kids. Put the kids to bed. This is a decidedly adult study that we've got to cover right now. Men are going to love this one. Super Don, are you prepared for this discussion? Are you prepared for this discussion?
Yes, I am prepared.
I don't know. Your wife may not like this one. Anybody is married. Your wife, I don't know. Unless you've been listening to Liam and say, yay, go Liam. This is a story about prostatic health. Man, that means your prostate. Okay. The question, you know, how do you prevent prostate cancer? The answer, according to French-Canadian researchers, leave it to the French, even if they're in Canada. Sleep with lots of women, and you will be less likely to develop cancer in that gland, known as the prostate.
No cheering kids?
No, I didn't want to do that. That would be a little bit insensitive and indelicate. There would be a lot more kids because of this. But
men who sleep with lots of women may be less likely to develop prostate cancer than men who don't play the field.
Right, right. I find it funny because it's coming from the French Canadians. You know, the French, Oh, the French, yes, just, just come to bed. Yeah, whatever. Maybe it's a stereotype. I don't know. But they found that Montreal area men who had more than 20 female sex partners in their life had a 28% reduced risk of prostate cancer compared with men who only ever slept with one woman. Now, here, we're not fomenting this discord in marriages, but we're reporting on this scientific study. You know, and they also say, hey, just don't bolt for the bedroom yet, because they say their findings are still preliminary. And it doesn't prove that having multiple partners protects against the disease, just that a link was uncovered between the two among French-Canadian men. So don't, men, use this as an excuse to sleep around. That's what they're saying in this study.
Well, the Canadian researcher said, you want me to die of cancer?
But, honey, it's to protect me from prostate cancer.
That's right. Don't you care about me?
Yeah. Now, Dr. David Somadi, chairman of urology at Lenox Hill Hospital in New York City, agreed that the protective benefits found in the study come not so much from multiple partners, but the frequency of the act. Okay? That's their, that's the other point of this.
See, I seem to recall years ago, there was a little bit of a controversial study that came out that, let's see, how do I say this on the radio, that performing a particular act solo, it helped prevent prostate cancer. So I'm basically it's the physiological process of when you
but the point is, leave it to the French to say no, it's not that. Well, it's like the we got to have the women, the lots of women. I'm doing a horrible accent, by the way.
Pepe Le Pew would, Pepe Le Pew.
No preparation for this story. I was cringing when we had to cover it. But again, we're a health show. We do also talk about health. Men with more than 20 female partners also had a 32% reduced risk for less aggressive forms of prostate tumors and a 19% reduced risk for more aggressive prostate tumors. So there was some inexplicable, at least at this point, phenomenon with the partner situation. And that's the I don't know the answer to that, but it is an intriguing study, and maybe the French are onto something. Maybe. Yeah, call me if I've offended you, but we're just reporting on the study. I don't know what to make of it, but there it is. You can check it out. It's at healthfinder.gov, robertscottbell.com, the links to all of these stories and more. And, of course, say thanks to all of our wonderful sponsors, including those that provide the means by which your prostate will remain healthy, including the selenium that is really the issue when we're dealing with prostate cancers, outside of the function of that gland and making sure it's getting some action, okay? So selenium, detoxify. It's the common theme, common pattern today on the show. Of course, it's the common pattern pretty much every show, but we don't always talk about it so overtly. So, Super Don, are you in the doghouse because we covered this story already? What do you hear? Have you been beaten? What's going on?
No, I'm not. Are you kidding me? Nobody can put me in the doghouse.
No, you're already there with Izzy.
She's not here, so
okay.
I'm safe.
Okay.
It's just a new story. Come on.
Well, tomorrow we've got Dr. Frank King, Healing Revolution. We're going to do some follow-up to Halloween recovery, some certain allergies and toxic poisons coming in over the Halloween evening. Also, we may hear from Mike Adams, more on the unfolding CDC connection to the Ebola scam. What's real, what isn't? So stick around for that. Tell your friends the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty is right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, naturalnewsradio.com, GCN, and more. This is where I simply remind you, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yep. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.